This is Jay Sekulow. We've got a big announcement moments away.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm going to have Jordan make this announcement since he has been our primary lead lawyer on the situation. Folks, your voice was heard. That's an understatement. Jordan, what's the latest?
Folks, this is really an incredible opportunity for Nagmeh Abedini, and you need to be in prayer today for this family. And a big thank you to so many of you who have spoken out, because President Obama is going to be meeting with Nagmeh and her children when he's in the hometown of the Abedini family, Saeed's hometown as well, of Boise, Idaho, this afternoon. And so we can't provide a lot of details now, and of course we'll get a full briefing from Nagmeh, but this is a personal meeting with the President of the United States, the leader of the free world. And as we've said, what I believe is so important here is that for President Obama to accept this, but also once he's done this meeting, to be reminded that when he's talking about these Americans who are in prison, that he's seen the children, he's seen the wife. It's not just part of a speech. It's not just part of a talking point. And anyone who's been in leadership knows you get the information that your staff and team provide you. This is an opportunity for Nagmeh to go directly to the president, a very unique and one of those opportunities that you can't plan for, you can ask for, and is always very uphill when you're talking about the President of the United States schedule the day after the State of the Union. But that is happening this afternoon.
Well, folks, I want to let you know exactly here what's happened. I mean, as Jordan said, 105,000 of you signed on to this letter to the president. A lot of you made phone calls as well. We had Nagmeh on the broadcast yesterday, and in God's timing, we now have a meeting this afternoon between the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, President Obama, and Nagmeh Abedini. David French is in the studio with me. Folks, this is a huge, you got to understand the ramifications of this are so huge, but it also underscores an important point that we reiterate on this broadcast all the time.
Your voice matters. There's a reason why you sign the petitions. There's a reason why you make phone calls. And you know, sometimes it feels like you're beating your head against a wall, but you can break through that wall. The President of the United States, after a two-day public campaign, again, a two-day public campaign, is meeting with Pastor Saeed's wife. That's a critical moment in the fight for Saeed. It's a critical moment in our battle for Saeed and for the persecuted church.
Folks, it's huge. When you make a personal plea to the president from Nagmeh, be in prayers, Jordan said, for Nagmeh, because there's a lot. It's a high-pressure event. We're taking your calls on this topic and a major vote tomorrow in the United States House of Representatives, and we're going to want to let you know about that in just a moment here. But be in prayer for Nagmeh as she goes to meet with, folks, the president of the United States. The president is willing to meet with Nagmeh Abedini. For that, we're very grateful to the president and his staff for arranging it. I want to be very clear on that. This is a very important opportunity. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Is Than with us as well?
Than's here.
Yeah, Than, 10 seconds here. What's on tap for tomorrow, the vote?
The House of Representatives is going to vote on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Put very simply, this would ban abortions in the United States of America after 20 weeks of gestation. Jay, that's when a child can scientifically, unequivocally feel pain.
Yeah, I believe it's even before that, but certainly the science shows that. Here's the facts, folks. While we're thrilled with Nagmeh Abedini's meeting, we're praying for that. We need to take action on this. The vote's tomorrow. We need to see this pass the House. Banning abortions. Look, we believe abortion is wrong under any circumstance, but this is fetal protection is what this is called. We need your help on this. Sign that petition. It's up just now. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. As David French just said, petitions matter. The President of the United States is meeting with Nagmeh on this Saeed's case, and we've got to vote tomorrow in the United States Congress on abortion. We want you on that petition. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We'll talk about all these issues at 800-684-3110.
Tomorrow marks 42 years since the Supreme Court legalized abortion, the murder of unborn babies. Tomorrow, the House of Representatives will vote on a bill to legally ban many of those abortions. Should babies be aborted even when they can feel pain? Now we have a critical opportunity to ban these late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. We're dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our petition, Stop the Pain, Ban Late-Term Abortions. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back. If you're just joining us, we've got a major development, and that is for the last 2 days we've been asking you to stand with us and stand with Nagma Abedini and her husband, Pastor Saeed, so that when the President of the United States, President Obama, is in the hometown of Nagma and Saeed in Boise, Idaho, that they would have an opportunity to meet. Now, getting a meeting, Jordan will explain this because Jordan has worked for presidents before. Getting a meeting with the President of the United States under any circumstances, unbelievably difficult, especially as a private citizen.
Oh, it's the most difficult. I mean, world leaders get their meetings with the President of the United States canceled after they've traveled across the, you know, across the continents, across oceans to be here, and things get cut short, things get rescheduled. And so for a private citizen, remember, we're talking day after the State of the Union here, and this was a decision made when the White House and the State Department, all of the President's team is focused on the State of the Union, was made at that time. So to, again, to take the time to sit down, and also the message that it sends. Remember, this is we were given the green light to talk about this publicly and for Nagma to be able to tell people that this meeting was granted. It sends a message to the world, including the leaders in Iran, that the President of the United States is willing to sit down with the family of one of those Americans who has been imprisoned by Iran while we're across the table. It sends a strong message just there. And again, it's a reminder for President Obama and his team, his closest team, the ones who are on the road with him and traveling with the President of the United States, about who this family is.
Yep.
Because, you know, as a President of the United States, he's seeing it as most of the time giving speeches like he did last night and getting information passed to him by his aides and assistants. This is a chance to make it very personal and very real. And so that's why I think, you know, what's important today is that everyone is in prayer for Nagma Abedini, for even for Rebecca and Jacob.
They're going to be there,
they're
right?
Old enough.
The kids are going to be there.
They are, and they're old enough now to understand that they're about to meet with the President of the United States about their dad.
Nathan, how big of a deal is this?
Almost can't be overstated, Jay. I mean, it takes it out of the realm of politics, puts it into the realm of the personal. And, you know, I think Jordan put this very well. You know, the president will continue to sit across the table from the Iranian regime, but he will not be able to do that after today without knowing the personal side of this story. He will know about Saeed's story. He will have talked to Nagma. He will have talked to the children. And, Jay, I think it's important to underscore this. This is really what we've asked him all along. I think we need to say thank you to the president for
– Yes, go ahead.
I was just going to say thank you to the president for doing this, and I think after today we are going to see another shift in how the administration looks at the
story. Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is this is miraculous. I mean, folks, we're not overstating this. I mean, the reality is that God moves the hearts of kings, and that's what happened here. I mean, whether it was his staff or whether the president was notified directly, I mean, that's what happens. And this is nothing short of miraculous because we were hopeful for a meeting. We asked you to participate. You did in big numbers. And the fact of the matter is voices were heard, but God's got to move the heart of a king, and he did. Now, don't stop praying because the reality is the most important part of this is coming up. And David, in our work, we know that when you can bring the evidence, bring in this particular case the clients, the son, the daughter, the wife, the mother of the person that's being held captive, the American citizen held captive in Iran, it's going to have a real impact on President Obama, no doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, number one, look, when you meet a person and you have a face to attach to a name, you begin to have a relationship, it changes the motivation. It makes it personal at that point. And then here's the other thing it does. It sends a message internationally. A meeting this public, a meeting that the White House said publicize, that sends a president doesn't do anything casually. This was well thought out. This was done for a purpose.
I'm going to tell you something, folks. I believe there's something else afoot here, miraculously being worked on right now as we're on the air. Now, I don't know the details of it, and what I do know I can't share, but I could tell you this. We believe that there is something happening in the heavens. We believe there is something happening in Iran. And the fact that the President of the United States is willing to meet with Nagme and the two kids is a huge, huge victory. The glory goes to God. We thank you all because without your voice, we don't get to communicate this. And she's going to be able to tell, Nagme will be able to tell the President that 105,000 people in less than 48 hours stood with her and her family, which is nothing short of incredible. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about the situation with Nagme. Obviously, be in prayer for her. We keep saying that because the meeting's this afternoon. A lot of things can happen, so keep praying. We weren't even going to make it public till the White House did. They did. They want it released. We were willing to do that. Obviously, there'll be media attention. We've got lawyers dispatched to Idaho, so she'll be, you know, represented appropriately, of course. But this is with the President of the United States. So this is a huge development and something we're very excited about. We are taking your calls on the situation with Saeed and Nagme in this meeting. And what would you have her say to the President? Respectfully. 1-800-684-3110. I know what I would say. Mr. President, please do everything you can as President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, the most influential leader of the free world to get my husband home. 1-800-684-3110. We're also talking about this fetal pain bill that's being voted on tomorrow. Than, who are the sponsors?
The sponsors are Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, Trent Franks of Arizona, and put very simply, Jay, I thought you said something very important in the first segment of the broadcast. All of the evidence shows that children in the womb feel pain very, very early, but once you get to that 20-week stage, two things happen. One, there's unequivocal evidence that they certainly feel pain, and two, their prospects of viability outside the womb are very, very high. This bill would say, much like the rest of the civilized world, we will not do this barbaric procedure in the United States of America.
Folks, we want you to sign on this petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. The vote is tomorrow. Be nice to have two wins back-to-back. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We want you to sign on this petition on this life issue. It's a petition to ban abortions after 20 weeks. And, of course, we believe that life is sacred and life starts at conception. So, but this is an important incremental move in the fight for life. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, let me tell you this, folks. I was involved in the trials on the partial birth abortion cases, so I was there for the testimony of the fetal pain specialist from Harvard, who was not pro-life, by the way, but who said that they give anesthesia when they're doing in utero surgeries to 20-week-olds. Why? Because they feel pain. And that was the basis, that evident basis, helped us when it went to the Supreme Court of the United States to go ahead and to have the Supreme Court say, which was great, that partial birth abortions need to be banned. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. What are your prayers for Nagme as she and her kids are about to meet the President of the United States just hours away? And what would you ever say to the President? We'll communicate all this to her. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Sure. Bill's coming in, calling in from Missouri online, too. Bill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Thanks. Thanks for taking my call,
sure,
Jay. I would say, Mr. President, this is an American citizen imprisoned for no crime. Please get him released now.
Well, I think that's exactly what she's going to say. I suspect there'll be words to this effect. Mr. President, we appreciate the help you've given because I want to play for you what the President said at the National Day of Prayer. This is important. The president also, remember, Jordan will go into this. Well, let's have this first from Jordan. The president asked Rouhani for the release of Saeed Abedini.
That's
the president
right.
of Iran.
In a historic phone call, President Obama, the first time a president of Iran and the president of the United States had spoken since 1979, the White House did confirm that Saeed, the request to release Saeed, was made by President Obama. Since then, we've heard President Obama talk about this at the National Prayer Breakfast. We've heard Secretary Kerry talk about this, the Secretary of State. We've seen the White House, even as late as last week, coming under some questions from reporters about could there be a deal without these Americans released, and really trying to separate the two issues. To me, I think you put all of that together, and at that time, we didn't know about the potential of this opportunity, and the president's schedule was not yet available to even know that he'd be going into Boise, Idaho, and the White House was under a decent amount of pressure from reporters, not just because of Saeed, but also because of a Washington Post reporter who has been in prison and
right.
is now on trial. Currently, as we speak, he's being tried
yep.
in the same court system as Saeed.
David, when you look at all of these, and as you and I are analyzing this from an international law perspective and just kind of international diplomacy generally, there seems to be, I don't want to build up hope here, the hope is in the Lord, obviously, but there seems to be a lot of things moving here right now. And there's some things we know that we can't say, but the fact that the president's meeting with Nagme, I think, you said it, very significant,
well,
really
you know,
significant.
This isn't happening in a vacuum, because let's remember in the State of the Union address, he brings up the Iranian negotiations very clearly and explicitly.
Right.
And then he goes and he meets the very next day with Nagme. So those are two different signals being sent internationally that show that Iran is on his mind, and as Iran is on the president's mind, so is Pastor Saeed. And
yep.
and we can't overstate the importance of that.
Folks, this is huge. Be in prayer for Nagme. She's going in there in a couple hours. Folks, I want to know what you would have her say. We want to hear from you on this so we can communicate this to Nagme. Your thoughts. You talked to her yesterday. She was on our broadcast for the entire hour. If you want to talk to us and share those sentiments of what you would have her say and what you're praying for her, that's fine too. We need to pray for her. 1-800-684-3110. Pray for the event in Idaho. That will be a show of support for, in a polite and humble way, for this pastor, jailed because he's a Christian. 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. We are also talking because our work continues on multiple fronts. We've got the fetal pain bill up at the House of Representatives for a vote tomorrow. We want you on that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And if you want to talk to us on air, what would you have Nagme share with the president? 1-800-684-3110.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Tomorrow marks 42 years since the Supreme Court legalized abortion, the murder of unborn babies. Tomorrow, the House of Representatives will vote on a bill to legally ban many of those abortions. Should babies be aborted even when they can feel pain? Now we have a critical opportunity to ban these late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. We're dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our petition, Stop the Pain, Ban Late-Term Abortions. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, remember when President Obama said this at the National Prayer Breakfast? We'll take a listen.
We pray for Pastor Saeed Abedini. He's been held in Iran for more than 18 months, sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges relating to his Christian beliefs. And as we continue to work for his freedom today, again, we call on the Iranian government to release Pastor Abedini so he can return to the loving arms of his wife and children in Idaho.
And in just a few hours, the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, the leader of the free world, will be on the phone, no, in person, rather, with Nagmeh. In a room with Nagmeh and the two kids. The President, I'm sure some of his senior advisors. So we want to know what you'd have her say to the President of the United States. Pretty awesome thing. Unbelievable, really. I mean, we're saying this is miraculous because we didn't think this would happen. Now, we do thank all of you that called, I mean, and signed our petitions, over 105,000, with phone calls probably close to 110,000. That made a huge difference. God obviously moved the hearts of kings. That's what makes the ultimate difference here. But this shows you, folks, that things are moving, and I just believe that's why you got to keep having hope in these very difficult situations. But here's what we want to do. We want to communicate with Nagmeh before the meeting. What would you have her say? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. What would you have Nagmeh and the kids share respectfully, humbly, with the Commander-in-Chief, with the President of the United States? 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take another call.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. Let me go to Judy in Washington, D.C. on line one. Judy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Judy.
Thank you. This is what I was saying, Nagmeh. Mr. President, God has chosen you to make a stand for such a time as this.
I believe that those are good words, Judy. And I think the president is fully, David's shaking his head here. I think we all agree. This is the moment. No matter what your politics are, David, on a situation like this, when you put the politics aside and you just deal with the fact that it's an American citizen, it's a husband, a father of two, a mother, a wife, two kids, the reality of connecting, you said that earlier, the connection, the personal connection can make a big difference, as the president has been, as Judy, as you just said, been called for such a time as this, at least as it relates to this issue.
And we've seen the president make personal connection with family members of other Americans who've been imprisoned, yep, and released. So we've seen that happen in the past, and we know those personal connections have mattered to him.
Yep.
So that's why it was so important and why we're so thankful. It wasn't just that God moved in the hearts of the president. God moved in the hearts of 105,000 people to sign these petitions.
Yep.
And we were hoping for 20,000,
I remember 25,000 is what I asked for.
So to get to 105,000, there is a move here that's happening that's beyond all of us.
Jordan and Finn, I'll go to Jordan first. What is your sense on this, what's happening right now?
Well, you know, I wanted to put into context, we played President Obama at the prayer breakfast. That was nearly a year ago. That was February of 2014. We talked about President Obama on that phone call with President Rouhani of Iran, that historic phone call. That was September of 2013. You know, I don't want any of this to take away from the fact that Nagmeh and this and the children and her family have been really, she's been a tireless advocate for her husband. I mean, all around the world, traveling, you know, if people follow her on Facebook, they see traveling from church to church and any event possible to talk about her husband, to ask people to pray and get involved. And so this has been it's taken time. It is not something that just happened. It's because of so many people out there who have spoken up over the last 2 years, and for so many and because of the family, because of the prayers, this is an unbelievable opportunity, and just the fact that it's happening is unbelievable in itself. But we know, folks, with the power of prayer to make sure the right words are communicated to the President of the United States, words that he'll remember, words that will be in his head, that will remind him of this when he's talking about Iran, as he is going to be talking about a lot, as you saw in the State of the Union, and you see even today on Capitol Hill hearings on Iran and sanctions issue, that he remembers the words from Nagmeh Abedini and Rebecca, yep, and Jacob today.
I think that's what we need to be praying for, folks. When we close the broadcast out, I'm going to say a prayer and encourage people to join us. But let me go to Than. We had also a lot of congressional help here. We need to not ignore that either. The Lord gets the credit. The people that listen to the broadcast get certainly activated a base here, like David said, a big number. But we also had congressional help here. We don't want to ignore that for a moment.
Yeah, the entire Idaho delegation was very good on this. Really, Jay, they echoed Nagmeh's plea. Nagmeh made the plea. We all rallied behind her. You know, it's clear there's divine involvement here, but I think we do also underscore there's a political reality here as well, and it sends an unmistakable signal to the international community, specifically Iran, that this is a high priority for the president himself. So I think we can all rally behind the president on this one. The message is simply, Mr. President, don't leave my husband or my daddy, for Jacob and Rebecca, don't leave him behind.
Yeah, that is going to be the message. We are also taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Remember, we're here for another 30 minutes, so we'll take more of your calls. Let's try to grab one more call before the break, Jordan.
Sure, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Diane in California on line 5. Diane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, my prayer for Nagmeh is going to be that God will give her the words to say today.
Yep. I think that's all. I think, Jordan, you said this. When you walk in the room, you need to be really thinking about what you're going to say, because it changes when you see the President of the United States and the Secret Service. It changes how you – I mean, we've all done it. Well, not everybody, but we've done it. And it's a humbling but awe-inspiring, but that means you have to be really focused.
Sure. I mean, you know, and it's one of those opportunities – unique opportunities. You know, it's one thing to go in for a meeting, even with a group of people who are, you know, you're talking about an issue and the president's doing that, and that's impressive. Or if you're just, you know, shaking the president's hand, that's again, people get tongue-tied there. People like CEOs of Fortune 500 companies get tongue-tied, who are used to dealing with high-profile people. And so when these kind of figures, and it's not the man, it's what the man represents, which is the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, the holder of that office. I know right now that Nagmeh has been preparing for this moment over 2 years. All those speaking engagements, all those times on stage, all those interviews on television from someone who this is not her job. This is became her job after this happened to her husband. You know, she said on the broadcast yesterday, Dad, she's not a traveler. Right. And now her whole life has been spent, you know, on the road. All these steps have been made to prepare, I think, for these moments with the President of the United States, because certainly she's had as much preparation as anyone could hope for to be there. But we still have to be in prayer and listen. You know, there's a lot of moving parts when these meetings.
There
go
sure
on.
Are. Let's do this. I'm going to pray right now and ask everybody that's listening in our audience to join us. Father, we ask that you give Nagmeh a real sense of calm and peace as she meets with the Commander in Chief. Be with the kids also, Jacob and Rebecca, that they would have the right words, your words, to say to the president, humbly, respectfully, requesting any help the president can give. Father, give them a sense of calm, a sense of direction. They clearly have a sense of purpose. They know why they're there. And we believe the heart of the king is in your hand, and that you are going to move in a significant way to, as we've been saying, draw that personal connection between not just the story of Saeed Abedini being imprisoned for his faith, but meeting the wife and the two children of that man in jail because he's a Christian. We believe something is at work here, Father. We could feel it. We ask that you continue to guide it in Jesus' name. Folks, we're going to be here for another 30 minutes. If you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, simply go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. SiriusXM, of course, a number of stations carried as well. I am going to get to all your phone calls. Don't forget also, we've got a petition up right now. There's going to be a vote tomorrow in the United States House of Representatives. Multiple issues going on here. That's what we do at the ACLJ. And what we need you to do on that front is sign this petition dealing with the whole issue of fetal pain and banning the abortions at 20 weeks. It's a start. We want to see it passed. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with your calls at 800-684-3110 in just a moment.
We're dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our petition, Stop the Pain, Ban Late-Term Abortions. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. If you are just joining us, let me reset so you understand today. If you have not yet seen the news or seen on social media or our website, aclj.org, President Obama, as we've been talking about, is traveling to Boise, Idaho today, the day after the State of the Union. This is the hometown of the Abedini family, Saeed Abedini, the American pastor in prison in Iran. This is where Nagmeh, his wife, who joined us yesterday for the whole broadcast, and their two children, Rebecca and Jacob, live. And Nagmeh requested a meeting. And we were very public about this starting on Monday. We asked you to join in a letter as well. Over 100,000 people signed that letter to President Obama and the White House to grant this meeting. And, folks, yesterday evening, the meeting was confirmed and the meeting was granted. So this afternoon, Nagmeh Abedini and her children will be meeting with President Obama in their hometown. Of course, we'll get a full report from Nagmeh after the meeting. We're grateful to President Obama and to his team and to those on his team who saw this and said we should be doing this. I'm grateful to the media, the media both nationally and also right in Idaho. In Boise, Idaho, this story was really on every single news network, on every single radio station, and every newspaper, because they've really followed the Abedini family. And we know this is a critical time. The hours ahead, and we've got people from our team with Nagmeh, but in this meeting, it's going to be Nagmeh and her kids. And so, you know, it's a private meeting. And folks, we need to be in prayer. We need to. We know Nagmeh has been preparing for this by all the media she's done, all the speaking she's done, and really going outside of most people's comfort zone because of the advocacy for her husband. And we want to take your phone calls as well, because we believe this is such an important moment. Not because we've agreed with every step that the administration has taken, but because when you're president of the United States, if you're a pastor, if you're a leader out there of a group, or you own your own business, or you run a division within a company, you know you get the information that your team provides you. You don't get all of the information. That would be overwhelming. And so here you're going through multiple layers, and we're talking about the president of the United States, and he's going to directly be speaking to Nagmeh. It's face to face with the children, not just a phone call, face to face. And it's that reminder that when we talk about someone like Saeed, and we talk about, and you see Nagmeh on TV, that these are real people, and that there's a real situation, a real husband who's gone, a real father who is gone, has been gone way too long, and we're sitting across the table from the Iranians. And so it could totally change the mindset here. I want to continue to take your phone calls. I want to say a thank you to those of you who have spoken up on this issue for over 2 years. And responded when we've needed people to respond. Let me go right to the phones, because a lot of calls are coming in. And let me go to Diane in Indiana on line 4. Diane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I would want to, if I was Nagmeh, ask, Mr. President, please try to put yourself in my family's position. How would you feel if, God forbid, you were the husband?
Yep.
And you were locked away from your family for potentially 8 years, and you missed 8 years of your children's lives that can never be gotten back again.
Well, I think that the emotion that's coming through to you will be the emotion, I'm sure, that Nagmeh has. We're praying for a sense of calm and peace for her, because, as we've been saying, and David, you know, you're posting right now, we've had so many people have contacted, have called, spoken out on Saeed's behalf. Folks, I mean, we only got a couple seconds here left. This is an incredible number.
I mean, we're easily over 1 million petition signatures, letters written, and other forms of engagement, easily.
For Pastor Saeed Abedini, and now the meeting of meetings, the president and Nagmeh Abedini. Hard ask for more than that. God delivered a great miracle on that just yesterday, and we'll hear more about that, of course, tomorrow later on the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We are also waiting for a vote tomorrow in the House of Representatives on the fetal pain bill. We want you to sign that petition as well, aclj.org. or 877-989-2255. That's aclj.org, aclj.org, or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Tomorrow marks 42 years since the Supreme Court legalized abortion, the murder of unborn babies. Tomorrow, the House of Representatives will vote on a bill to legally ban many of those abortions.
Should babies be aborted even when they can feel pain? Now we have a critical opportunity to ban these late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. We're dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our petition, Stop the Pain, Ban Late-Term Abortions. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Obviously, we're talking about the situation with Nagmeh, meeting with the President of the United States as we asked and prayed for. God answered. You responded. Over 105,000 of you did in 24 or 48 hours, which is pretty nothing short of a miracle. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110, and there's a vote tomorrow on Capitol Hill. Fans, set that out for us, and then I'll take a call on it.
Yeah, this is a vote in the House of Representatives that would ban abortions after 20 weeks. And one of the sponsors of the bill, Trent Franks, he said this about it. I think it really sums it up. More than 18,000 very late-term abortions are performed every year on perfectly healthy unborn babies in America. These are innocent and defenseless children who can not only feel pain, but who can survive outside the womb in most cases and who are torturously killed without even basic anesthesia. The vote tomorrow, Jay, would say no more. We're not going to do that in the United States of America.
It's the right thing to happen. Kelsey's calling from Little Rock, Arkansas, on line two. Kelsey, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Kelsey? You there, Kelsey? Well, we'll try to come back to you in a moment. Dan, that vote's going to take place tomorrow. Jordan, the anticipation is we're going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is a fight, really a long-term fight, and similar to what we've been talking about. You know, it's the House is one vote, but the Senate, a more uphill battle, and of course, right, them dealing with the administration as well. But it's a vote we can win, but I do think we have to speak out on, because there's been questions about how to handle this, the strategies on Capitol Hill, and I think there,
right,
needs to be a strong showing of support for this legislation.
Well, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me play something that Nagmeh said yesterday as we're talking about. What would you have her say, folks? We want to hear from you on this. 1-800-684-3110. Here's what she said on the broadcast yesterday, number 27.
The verse that the Lord keeps reminding me is that he will give me the words when I see the president. And I do believe in that. I do believe the Lord has brought President Obama to Boise, and he will finish the work he has started.
David, I have this sense and that things are moving in multiple venues here. A lot of it we don't know. Some things we know we can't share. And then, of course, the meeting taking place itself this afternoon is good. And we'll have, by the way, we're working on having Nagmeh on the broadcast tomorrow, obviously, to tell us what happened. But you just get the sense that a lot of people, I mean, there have been thousands and thousands of people praying and fasting. I know Nagmeh called for people to pray and fast, and people have been doing it. And I think we're seeing the response firsthand.
You know, one of the things we've been asking people to say is, and to pray about and to think about, to speak out about, is, Mr. President, don't leave Pastor Saeed behind in all of these,
right,
negotiations. Now, what's happened? He's talking front and center about this relationship with Iran and meeting with Nagmeh.
Yeah.
To me, that's telling me that right now the President of the United States is not leaving him behind.
Yeah, I think that's what, folks, we need to reiterate that. I mean, I posted on my personal Facebook page, thank you, Mr. President. Doesn't mean I agree with the policies of the White House, but I appreciate when the President does something like this. And the State Department as well for arranging it, and members of Congress. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. What would you have the Nagmeh say when she's with the president? In a respectful tone, of course. What would you think she should communicate? We're going to pass all this on to her. Let's take another call, Jordan.
Sure. Right back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Kim in Maryland on line 3. Kim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure.
I would have Nagmeh actually pray before meeting and ask the Holy Spirit to guide her and ask the president to actually pray with her.
You know, I was thinking about that. I am no doubt that Nagmeh is going to pray before she's in that meeting, and I know she has been praying, as so many of you are. I would not be shocked. I mean, I don't know what, you know, that's, you know, it depends on what's happening in the conversation. I'll let Jordan address this for a moment. It depends on how a presidential conversation's going, but I've been in situations where presidents have prayed or had people pray in the room in situations. That's not unheard of. Again, it depends on the nature of the conversation, what they're discussing. But Jordan, you've been in those meetings too with presidents. What's your sense of how this, what is this? Paint a picture for everybody. I think this would help. When you have a meeting like this, what does it look like?
Sure. I mean, well, it's a lot of preparation. So, you know, she's going to obviously Nagmeh knew about the confirmation of this and when we posted this yesterday publicly. And so you've been thinking about it. You know, it's happening. You know, there's a lot of moving parts. Things could get changed. You know, the time could get changed. It could, you know, it could be last minute changes. So you've got to go early. You've got to be there early. And you go in and it's not just because it's the President of the United States there. It's everything that surrounds the President of the United States. From your eyesight, if you're looking out and you're Nagmeh Abedin, you may just see the President. But if you look in your peripheral vision, you've got Secret Service, staff. This is the President the day after the State of the Union. So it can be intimidating. It can also be distracting and of course, overwhelming. So that's why it's so important that you're calm and centered. And when you have a message to deliver, and certainly Nagmeh has delivered that message many times, that at least is what you're able to communicate. And you know what's great about having the kids there is that that's not the case for children. And so they're able to almost speak more freely sometimes. They obviously know who the President of the United States is. They are that old. They're 8 and 6 years old now, and they understand the importance of this. But, you know, it does change the feel. It changes the mood. And so, you know, I'm grateful that was also able to happen, that they're able to be there with Nagmeh.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, David, because David's a senior counsel with the ACLU, of course, but also runs their digital advocacy. And we've heard, as you said, we've had over a million people, which is a lot of people, contact and sign letters on Nagmeh's behalf and Saeed's behalf. But I got the sense from hearing from the people and people that are calling the broadcast today, we'll get back to your calls in just a moment, that there's a real heartfelt desire for a personal connection to take place between the president, Nagmeh, and those children.
That's absolutely critical. I mean, we often think of the president as an office, not as a person.
Right.
And a person's feelings matter. Whether they have a personal connection with someone matters. Whether they have to look someone in the eye to tell them good news or bad news. All of that matters. And so to make that personal connection and to build that bond is nothing but good for Pastor Saeed.
So then, Than, the next question, of course, that comes from this is you'll have, hopefully and prayerfully, we'll see this personal connection. And I believe that's what Nagmeh will be telling us tomorrow. We'll get more information from her tomorrow, obviously. What is your sense on what this means on the Hill? I mean, how does this level, the president engaging in this level, it's no longer asking the president to engage. My goodness, he spoke to Rouhani. He's got his Secretary of State speaking out. He's met with, by then he will have met with Nagmeh and the kids. What does it mean?
I think it sends the unmistakable message to them that the president has heard them and that these prisoners are now a priority, that Saeed is a priority for him. And I would just say, we said a lot about praying for Nagmeh, and we certainly need to do that. I'm also praying that the president's heart and mind would be stilled for this moment, because let's be fair to him. He is on a trip to sell his domestic policy agenda. He's going to have a lot of things on his mind. So I'm praying that in the few moments he has with Nagmeh, he's able to set those thoughts aside and really focus in on the plight of the Abedini family. But I think the Hill already has the message, Jay. This is a priority for the president, and he's going to keep it a priority going forward.
All right, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. If you were in the room, what would you have Nagmeh say? We want to hear from you on this, folks. 800-684-3110. We also have a vote tomorrow on the abortion issue. Jack is calling from Kentucky on line one. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jay.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
These people who support abortions would really do their homework on it, because You know, it didn't take me a half an hour to do a little bit of homework and find out that since Roe versus Wade, only 10%, 10 or 12% of abortions have anything to do with birth defects, rape, or
More like, Jack, more like less than 1%. It's abortion on demand. It's unfortunately become a form of birth control. And look, I mean, Planned Parenthood and these groups, they worship at the altar of abortion. And we do a lot of work on the abortion issue here at the ACLJ. We have for almost three decades been at the forefront on the legal side of argued cases involving abortion at the Supreme Court. You've got the March for Life coming up. There's a lot of things happening here. But, you know, Dave, when you look at issues that resonate with our base, the people that listen to this broadcast, supporters of the ACLJ, abortion is certainly right up there on the top.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about this dichotomy. When it comes to executing a convicted killer, we do everything that we can as a society, and rightfully so, to make sure that that is a humane process, painless process as possible, that that's not cruel and unusual punishment. But when it comes to innocent babies in the womb, right now, until this bill passes, the law protects their dismemberment while they can feel pain. That's unbelievable to me.
It really is. And, you know, as most of you know on this broadcast, no, I am not a fan of the death penalty at all. And this is a death penalty for these kids. And they've done nothing. I mean, in the criminal justice system, if they're found guilty, they've committed a crime. Now, whether you think the death penalty should be imposed is another question. But these kids haven't done anything. And that's why we're fighting for them at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. The vote's tomorrow. We'll talk more about it as well. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Hey, if you want to talk to us on air, we're going to be communicating with Nagme and through Tiffany, or Barron, our lawyer that's out there right now, one of our senior lawyers, or in charge of our – actually, she's been the lawyer that's worked closely, very closely with Jordan and Nagme on this. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I urge you to make that call, by the way, and have us share with Nagme your words, thoughts, and prayers for her would be fine, too. 800-684-3110. Don't forget this, our book, President talked about it last night, Rise of ISIS, in bookstores everywhere. We encourage you to get it, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. And like us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook. Follow Jordan on Twitter. And again, if you want to sign on to that petition for life, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Tomorrow marks 42 years since the Supreme Court legalized abortion, the murder of unborn babies. Tomorrow, the House of Representatives will vote on a bill to legally ban many of those abortions. Should babies be aborted even when they can feel pain? Now we have a critical opportunity to ban these late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. We're dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our petition, Stop the Pain, Ban Late-Term Abortions. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome welcome back to the broadcast. I mean, we are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, and this is we're talking about the Nagme's meeting. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones here.
Sure, back to the phones we go, and we'll go to Joan in California online for Joan. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Joan.
Hi. I just hope that the good Lord will give Nagme the right words to say to the president. And after all that is said, my question to the president would be this. Mr. President, can you imagine what it would be like not to see your wife, your children, your relatives, and friends for over 2 years?
Yeah.
And the reason for my question is this. My husband was in the military for 30 years.
Sure.
And I know what it feels like to have him gone and how it affects the family.
Yeah, well, David French here, Joan, the senior counselor for the ACLJ, a major in the United States Army, has been deployed to Iraq. He's been there. You've been on those deployments. But and your deployments were not short. They were long. But almost 3 years now, or 2.5 years, is a long, long time.
That's a very long time. I mean, I think the longest single deployments were 15 months, sometimes extended to 18 in emergencies. But there, you know, you had an ability to talk back to home. You could call.
You don't have that luxury here.
Here, I mean, just think about the conditions he's been in.
Now, I'll tell you something. This is why I think that we really need to be in prayer again, as we did last segment. Pray for the family. Pray for Nagme especially and the kids, that they have that calm and peace. That's what we want to see here. Let's take another call. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Kelsey's calling back from Arkansas on line one. Kelsey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Okay. I just wanted to say I'm a physician, and also I've had fetal surgery personally. I have a child with spina bifida.
Yep.
And first of all, I can't fathom an abortion at any time, but I mean, I've seen 20 to 24 weekers born, and they are little people. They're screaming, and they have all sorts of feelings. And they certainly gave my 22-and-a-half-week fetus an injection of fentanyl for his pain, and he was squirming. So, I mean, I first of all, I think any abortion at any time is just essentially murder. But the fact that it's definitely painful at 28 weeks and beyond is just not debatable in my opinion.
Yeah, Kelsey, thanks for calling in and sharing that. And as a physician, we appreciate that, too. I actually was involved in the partial birth abortion trials back several years ago, and one was in New York, and we had a fetal pain specialist on that testified to exactly what you said, that even with the medicines, there's still, obviously, there's fetal pain. They try to numb that pain the best they can. But the idea that we allow these abortions to take place is barbaric, but we do. This is another move. You know, David, I look at this and I say it's a step move. It's not the end-all, be-all, but it's the right move. It's a move at this time that can get through.
Right, exactly. I mean, the only moves we have available to us now are step moves. I mean, that's the reality that we face. And so we have to take these take these opportunities when we can. And I think, you know, it's key that the House is moving on this right now.
And, Jordan, you're expecting it to pass. Stan, you expect it'll go through.
I do expect this to pass. I think that the real fight will end up in the U.S. Senate and then ultimately with the administration. And so, you know, this is a real fight. This is taking Planned Parenthood head on. And I do want to remind people that, you know, even what President Obama talked about last night, the State of the Union on abortion and the lowest amount ever. Remember, there are more state restrictions on abortion that have happened under his presidency than the history since Roe versus Wade. So that's also a reason. A lot of the states have adopted similar kinds of restrictions and made it much tougher for these abortion providers to operate.
And I hope that the Democrats that sat in that chamber last night, Jordan, heard the president's remarks about the all-time low, because the reason for those numbers is exactly the kind of abortions we're talking about here, where the science has shown us not only do they feel pain, but they're also viable. A friend of mine whose daughter was born at 21 weeks, she's 7 years old now and perfectly healthy. So we're talking about abortions here that are on viable children, viable outside the womb. And I would hope that tomorrow, not only will this bill pass, I hope it would pass with a large number of Democrats on board.
Well, we're going to find out soon enough, that's for sure, and we're going to keep that fight up. If you want to sign that petition, it's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another phone call here.
Yeah, Nancy calling in from Montana on line 6. Nancy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Nancy.
Thank you for taking my call. I would certainly pray with this conversation with President Obama. I would also take the conversation to a new level. That is, point out the shared values of Islam and Christianity and tell the president of Iran that he has the opportunity to bring his own tribes together. The ones.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Jordan. The president had a conversation with Rouhani. On Saeed, and I want to focus on Saeed. Do we know the content of that call?
Well, we know that the call was about the beginning of the nuclear negotiations. Remember, that was the start of that. And that also President Obama did bring up the imprisoned Americans and also the missing American. And that was before the Washington Post reporter, who is also has the dual citizenship issue like Saeed, was arrested. And he is, as we speak, being tried in the same revolutionary court system that Saeed was tried in a year ago. And actually, you know, I'm not even sure we've said today, but this was the day of Saeed's, the beginning of his trial, exactly 2 years ago. It was today, January 21st, that his trial began in 2013.
So this is the nature of what takes place in these. All right, let's grab one more call here before the end of the broadcast. Tricia is calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia, Hampton Roads.
Yes.
Hi, Tricia.
Hi, hometown. I love you guys. You're part of my life every day.
Thanks.
I call my 85-year-old widowed mom. She calls in. She's on board.
Great.
I was listening to the comment today for Saeed. I wanted to remind her that we are children of God. I think of her small children, that God says that the little children will lead them. I'm praying for an open and tender heart.
Yep.
And I want to encourage her that the miracle is in her mouth. God tells us to believe and that he will open the door. How awesome is the timing that this is occurring?
Unreal.
And that how things change in a moment. But God knew this time was coming. I want everybody to pray for her today, just to dedicate our hearts and our time to her. And I know that God has this occurring at such a time as this. I heard earlier the lady calling with a reference to Esther. Immediately, I thought of Golda Meir and the war.
Yep.
And Richard Nixon, as a boy, his mother pulled him aside and said, one day you're going to do great things. You're going to be called to make a tough decision. And it came, that phone call in the night when no one else would stand with Israel. And Nixon sent over everything to the battle.
Well, I think, you know, Tricia, I think you're exactly right. We need to be in prayer. We prayed at the break of the program. Continue to pray today. Jordan, do we have any sense on timing here, or is it just fluid?
You know, it's this afternoon. And so President Obama's speech is around 2 p.m. there, so around 4 p.m. And so, again, you could, that's the time people need to be in prayer all day today.
All day today is what we're asking for you to pray for Nag Mai, pray for those kids, pray for President Obama, too. As well. That's very important. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on this petition for life. We encourage you to do that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Bookstores everywhere. Like us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook. And folks, be in prayer today for Nag Mai, Rebecca, and Jacob Abedini. And be in prayer for the President of the United States when they meet this afternoon. We'll have more on this tomorrow.
We're dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our petition, Stop the Pain, Ban Late-Term Abortions. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.